Tēnā tātou e te iwi. It is a blessing to be back worshipping with you all and to have the privilege of sharing with you this morning. So if you remember, recently we've been looking through the book of Matthew. Oh, wait, no, that was the last one. Sorry, wrong one. No, I'm not going to put you through that again, thank you. Now, today we've just got a few brief words, as we've heard, sharing about our time together with some of our young people at Easter Camp, as we eagerly await our annual general meeting afterwards. So I'm very excited today as I get to live out one of my childhood dreams. I don't know what you all dreamed of as your ideal career or job when you were young, or the kind of person you dreamed or wanted to grow into as you got older. Maybe it was to be an astronaut, or a chef, a teacher, or a doctor. Well, when I was a kid, I dreamed of becoming a hipster megachurch preacher. And today, I get to make that dream come true. I've got the skinny jeans, check. I've got the crowds, check. And now I've married myself the most amazing woman who has a great job that provides her with perks like an iPad so that her wonderful husband can steal it and take it with himself to church. Needless to say, I'm a very happy lad this morning. No, I'm kidding. That wasn't my dream. It was to be a Baptist pastor. Now, but today I get to share a little bit about some other very happy people, and those are the young people that attended Easter Camp this year. This year, through Mosaic, our combined youth group that meets in Fitzroy, we took a pretty small group of young people. We had 8 young people join us this year, of which 3 were kind of West affiliated in some way. And although it was a smaller group of young people, we still had an amazing time. This meant for us who went as leaders, there were so many opportunities to connect with those in the group rather than just trying to do our best to keep tabs on a bunch of young people. Our Easter camp in Fielding this year had many highlights, including sports competitions, top town, worship, speakers, great food, and best of all, experiences with the Holy Spirit. And for many of our young people, they felt the presence of God at some point throughout the camp. For some, this was the first time that this had happened for them. Selfishly, though, for me, I really enjoyed the drive down to Fielding and the drive home. Time in the van gave lots of opportunities to chat and get to know some of these young people way better than is usually possible on just the Friday evening. And so what we have now is a group of young people and a team of leaders feeling very full and excited coming out of Easter camp. And we'll have a video playing in the background during morning tea so that you can see some of the highlights and the things that we got up to while we were at Easter camp. Don't worry, you'll still get a chance to enjoy a cuppa just in the background. However, the question I'm far more interested in now is what comes next. For many of us, we've had these really exciting mountain peak moments or encounters with Jesus that we remember throughout the years. But I'm far more excited about what comes after that, the follow-up, the everyday stuff. The opportunity to help our young people discover or rediscover that Jesus isn't just at Easter camp. He's here at home, he's at school, he's at work. Jesus is in all places, especially those places that we think aren't very Christian. And my belief is that in these places, Jesus is wanting to reveal himself to us and to these young people in every generation to come. And so while Easter camp was a great time, you can't cover everything while at camp. It's then the role of the youth leaders and the faith communities at home to wrap around these young people and support them. You know, my friend at Easter camp, they got healed. So exciting! And then 2 weeks later, hold on, I didn't get healed. What's that about? Or I have more questions about God now than before going into Easter camp. What's that about? These questions are what I'm interested in. And so I've found myself asking over the last couple of weeks, what does this part of the journey look like? Well, currently at West, we've had to put the brakes on our weekly Wednesday youth group program. For now, we just don't have the team to sustain it, and with just Andrew and I, we don't feel that we can sustainably and safely run youth group alone. So for now, that means putting the brakes on our formal youth group gatherings. But what is this? What this means is that I'll have some more time freed up to connect with some of our young people on a one-to-one basis. I'm really excited to have the opportunity to try and catch the momentum of Easter Camp and find out where God is leading our young people in this next season. Which I think is actually all that God is really asking us to do. At the heart of Jesus' ministry, he was journeying with a group of people, helping them to discover the goodness of the kingdom of heaven here on earth. We looked at the Gospel of Matthew, and right throughout the Gospel, he's journeying with this inner group of young people, teaching them about this kingdom that he's announcing, this kingdom that he's preparing them for, and handing over the reins to them. And so as the youth worker here at West, pivot into a new approach, I invite all of you to spend some time thinking about something similar. Ask yourself, who am I discipling currently? Am I investing in someone else? How am I helping others to discover more of the kingdom of heaven? I believe that God has blessed each of us with gifts and strengths that can be used to participate in his kingdom. We have a beautiful opportunity to journey with those in our communities, not just young people, together discovering what our Creator has uniquely placed in each of us for the glory of his kingdom. Maybe God has blessed us with skills and passions that would make us a great engineer or a great rubbish collector. Maybe we've got people with skills great for working in HR, or maybe we're the next generation of Barrett brothers who are about to burst through in the rugby scene. It's not just work as well, I'll make that clear. It's not just about our work. Whatever we spend our time on during the week, I believe there is a call for us to look for Christ in the daily and in those around us, to seek the Spirit's nudgings each and every day. And I'll let you in on a secret. That's all youth work really is. It's journeying with young people to help them discover their God-given gifts and help them reflect on the amazing person that they have been created to be. And so my hope and my prayer is that every young person in our community would know that they have a God who fully loves them, sees their gifts, and loves to see them discovering themselves in the Holy Spirit which brings life. So let's pray to close together. God, we thank you for this season of Easter, the opportunity to reflect on your story of your goodness on the cross, your death and resurrection, your invitation to participate in new life together with you. And so God, as we reflect on ourselves and we reflect on our young people and we reflect on those around us, would you help us to notice the proddings of your Spirit? Help us to have open ears to hear what you have to say to us, and help us to be obedient to what you ask of us. In your name we pray. Amen.